Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Keep InfoWars in the black. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products at the same time. We're barely in the black. We want to be deep in the black. We can expand in the enemy space. Only you can make that happen. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. You're playing that clip of a well-known medical doctor who does that. He does that with Cancer Treatment Center, and he just 2.5 years ago saw an explosion with the shots of cancer. We got to get him on, by the way. And but oncologists have seen it, the scientists have seen it, epidemiologists have seen it, just all over the world. Just it's these cancer research facilities just see their patients going to relapse. I remember articles back when they started the shot saying, well, you may look like you have tumors, but just doctors send them home and say it's just a side effect. So it's all testing what they can do. But look, it's like saying two men can have a baby or we're going to cut an 8-year-old's penis off because they're really a girl. We're going to play some clips of that next segment, play the Jamie Foxx next segment. But, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to actually see they're murdering us, putting us into Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness, just to see what they can get away with. And they haven't completely gotten away with it. It's not going as well as they wanted. They admit they're desperate, but still, how does a normal person, Owen, that isn't like this, how do they get their mind around that we're living in something so diabolical right now?
Well, this is why they can't be honest, Alex, because the average person will get their mind around it. This is why it doesn't matter that there's dozens of studies, if not hundreds now, that show that the masks are not only ineffective against stopping a virus, they're actually detrimental to your health. Same thing with the vaccines.
They destroy your immune system. They give you bacterial pneumonia. They give you brain damage. It's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, again, I've got all the different headlines and all the different studies right here in front of me. So, okay, so you say, well, then why wouldn't the media talk about this? Why wouldn't the people that told me to get the vaccine and wear the mask and everything, why wouldn't they be talking about this? Because this is the kicker, Alex. As soon as the American people realize that they're not being dealt with in good faith, it's not just that they were wrong about the vaccine. It's not just that they were wrong about the mask. They had an agenda to deceive you. And as soon as they admit that they were wrong about that, all of a sudden, the gears start clicking in people's heads, like you said. So the next time they tell you to wear the mask or whatever it is, the next time they tell you to take a vaccine or whatever it is, you're going to remember. You're going to say, no, not only were you wrong about the last issue, you weren't even operating in good faith. You lied to me. You consciously, wittingly tried to deceive me. I'm not going to believe your propaganda this time around. It's almost a reverse of the boy that cried wolf old tale where, hey, we just don't believe you anymore, except there never was a wolf. So they can't show any chinks in their armor, Alex. This is what left-wing authoritarianism has always been about. There can be no dissent. There can be no chinks in the armor. Otherwise, the entire thing falls apart. Now, fortunately, whether it's Dr. Ryan Cole, whether it's InfoWars, whether it's our guests, whether it's Mickey Willis, whether it's Del Bigtree, we have enough voices out there really pounding the pavement, pounding the airwaves with this information that we have a chance to once again show the world how the media lied to them, show the world how the government lied to them, and then show the world ultimately what the truth is about these issues. So what it comes down to is individual Americans or whatever country you're in making a conscious, informed decision, and ultimately that freedom of choice ends tyranny. That's what it's all about, Alex. That's why they can't allow people to have the freedom of choice. Because if you have the freedom of choice, there can't be tyranny. Same reason why communists hate the free market. They don't hate the free market because they can't be communists. You can be a communist in the free market. You can go start your own commune, do your own thing, pool your money with people. They hate the free market because then they can't tell you what to do with your money and your children and your future.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Talked about it last hour. I want to get to it. Actually, play the clip as we mentioned it. Jamie Foxx comes from the same area outside east of Dallas that I come from. And I know folks that know him. He's a great guy. And he's a great comedian, a great actor. And I don't like most Hollywood people, but I like Jamie Foxx. And I know people that are very close to him. A few months ago, when he had the stroke, it disappeared. And they made calls. They said no. They made him take shots on the new movie. They made him take shots on every movie. He took a third shot. And then Mike Tyson came out. I didn't know about this. Alone mentioned last hour. I looked it up. Said, yeah, I talked to Jamie Foxx's people. He took the shot. And then Tyson said, well, they told me that because the media is attacking him. Tyson's like, well, I mean, you know, because Tyson's got people that own his podcast. He's just got a contract with them, so they try to control what he does. So they're on his ass. But here is a clip of a well-known reporter that knows all these folks talking about what really happened with Jamie Foxx, and the fact that this is journalist A.J. Benza says he has firsthand knowledge of what caused Jamie Foxx's stroke. And this isn't anecdotal because we have the statistics, we have the studies. We had Dr. Michael Yeat on a month before the shot started, an emergency lawsuit to the EU trying to block it, saying it'll cause blood clots, myocarditis, and strokes amongst sterilization, all of it. You just saw Hogan last hour reading new studies about attacks the testicles, attacks everything. I mean, it's a bioweapon. All four of the so-called vaccines, whether they're virus vector, the J&J, AstraZeneca, which are just as bad as Moderna or Pfizer, they use nanotech and mRNA. The others use a re-engineered chimpanzee DNA added with the RNA. I'm not a scientist, but I read what they do. Firing a virus in carrying a reprogram to make your cell create spike protein that's highly poisonous. This is spike protein from HIV. Can't make it up. Isn't it? I mean, this, and Fauci was behind that. So they're just retooling another weapon that is nanotech. We've been hit with a nanotech bioweapon that, by the way, doesn't just from the shots, it sheds. So this is just off the chart right now. So Jamie Foxx is fighting for his life, hadn't been seen in months. It is the shots, and here's yet another individual that has talked directly to the folks and can give me the information. They're trying to suppress this, get this out. Here it is.
And I lost a few friends the last couple of years who got the injection. One of my best friends died last Saturday. Paratrooper, ex-special forces, 51 years old, in best shape of his life. I mean, live life. You have no idea. Just goes to sleep, doesn't wake up. Black guy.
Oh, my.
I think that this ties into the Jamie Foxx theory. I worked my butt off to get a story about why what happened to Jamie Foxx, because it was all baloney what they were reporting. He's playing pickleball. He's responding on Instagram. No, he's not. People do that for you. It's all lies. I had somebody in the room who let me know that Jamie had a blood clot in his brain after he got the shot. He did not want the shot, but the movie he was on, he was pressured to get it. This movie he's doing with Cameron Diaz. And I'm thinking, is that why he blew up on the set a week before this medical emergency happened? Is that why he fired 3 or 4 people because he just had it with these mandates? I don't know. But what I found out from the man in the room was that the blood clot in the brain caused him at that point to be partially paralyzed and blind. Because if you read into what they were saying early on, he's communicating with us. That doesn't mean talking. That could be anything. It could be, you know, writing, sign, you know, I know those little code words. And then when you tell me your father's playing pickleball, give me a break. You know, I don't know. There's a great shroud of secrecy around Jamie Foxx. He's probably the most multi-talented person we have in Hollywood. But even TMZ is not reporting this. And I know TMZ's got sources in hospitals who give them information, whether it's legal or not. But they're not. Mike Tyson got close. A week after I broke my story on my show, Mike Tyson said that Jamie had a blood clot in his brain. No one's gone that far to say that yet. I think Mike did, and he probably got a phone call.
Hold on. AJ, let me sort of step back a little bit from what you're saying and just say, look, blood in the brain is a cerebral bleed. It's not a stroke. A stroke is a blood clot in an artery to the brain that cuts off the blood supply to the brain, and the brain dies. So we're talking about, and it's been widely known that he had a stroke, right? I mean, they've said stroke many times. Yeah. So it's to say it's a blood clot in the brain is sort of, it's a stroke. It's a blood clot in an artery that cuts off the supply. That part of the brain is dead. And it has very serious consequences. It depends on which artery and what the anatomy of that artery is, to what parts of the brain, whatnot. But it is not something that, let's put it this way. Is he still in the hospital? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Yeah. And playing pickleball? Is that?
I don't. It's all baloney. The daughters are doing the speaking for him. His oldest daughter, Corinne, is doing the speaking. She said he's been out of the hospital for weeks. But that's not true. He's at a very good hospital in Chicago who specializes in this kind of rehab. And every friend who comes out, whether it's Kevin Hart or Nick Cannon or whoever, all says pray for Jamie. He's got to get through this. Nobody comes out with great news. It's always somber.
All right. And remember DeMar Hamlin. I don't think he's dead, but I agree with folks that pointed out that he did die on the field. Had to be resuscitated on the field, reportedly in the ambulance. That's confirmed. And then he shows up with a mask over his face for the NFL, because I believe he was still in the hospital at that point. And then they put out this video where you can't see the tattoos on his arms. And it had that AI look. If you got enough footage of somebody, you can do, you know, an AI spoof. You can do that same thing. I'm not saying he's dead, but again, I can walk into a showroom to buy furniture and look 70 feet away and see a bowl of fake fruit. And you can see the bananas, you can see the apples, you can see the grapes, and your brain is so sophisticated, from 50 feet away, you know it's fake. Not just because you're in a showroom. Sometimes they have real apples out there. You walk over, it's fake. Looks real, but you just know it's fake because it's got a certain thing about it. And I watched that DeMar Hamlin, when everybody's saying he was really dead, and they put that video out. I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm wonderful. And he looked. What I noticed was, I'm not a big NFL guy, but I looked at photos of him on the field, the interviews he'd done, and his muscles were as big or bigger. You think after a heart attack and all this stuff, you're going to look the same? No. So again, the point is, it's completely normal to question this. Like at the time of the San Bernardino shooting, 2015, all the local news said three white men in black uniforms were shooting everybody. Now, I'm not defending Islam. I just said local news and all these witnesses, including retired police, saw this. Now it's the FBI report there were other shooters and that was the local police guns given to them. I'm not saying the police did it. I'm just saying what we were told isn't the truth. And they do not want us asking these questions. They do not want us using our brains because then we're going to find the truth. I'm just saying ask the questions. But where is Jamie Foxx? Because I see the story. Oh, he's playing pickleball. He's fine. But
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
This Jamie Foxx situation is huge. Owen Schroyer, what do you think about it?
Well, I think here's one of the key understandings we need to take away from this, and this is why finding out the whole story, I think, is going to be imperative here. I think we're learning now from our own experience. I mean, I do know people that took one vaccine, and I would say for the most part, there have been side effects, but for the most part, younger, healthier people, one vaccine doesn't seem to do the irreparable damage. It's once you start getting 2, 3, 4, now you're really starting to take the risk. And so if Foxx got 3 shots, then, you know, we need to know that. If you get 1 shot, the odds of you making it out all right are better. It's kind of like a game of Russian roulette, Alex. I mean, that's basically what it is. You got your 6 chambers, and you got 1 bullet in there. Well, if you pull the trigger 3 times and it doesn't go off, well, boy, I mean, you know now, gee, I got a lot bigger chance that bullet's going to go into my head now playing Russian roulette. So it seems like that's what's going on with these shots. The more you take, the higher the odds you're going to have the severe side effects.
Exactly. I mean, let me back you up on this. I don't want to give her name out. She's a great lady. She's like 24 years old, has a college degree, got another degree, and she's a nanny for us. And I've been able to talk to people. Her ex-boyfriend 2 years ago was pressured by her mother, not the nanny's mother, her boyfriend's mother, to take the shot. He took 1 Pfizer shot, and he was an athlete. You know what affects athletes worse. So he was in great shape, all this stuff. Played, you know, sports at, you know, college level, had myocarditis 3 times with her, collapsed, and had to go to the hospital, passed out. They said, no, it's myocarditis from the shot. The mother now feels bad but won't say she's sorry for pushing it, so she basically had to break up with him. And we know half of the people that get myocarditis like this will be dead within 10 years. Then the last family she worked for, before she started working for us a year ago, you know why she quit working for us? Been working for them? 3 little kids, 50 years old, guy in great shape, takes the second shot, this Moderna, dies of a heart attack 2 days after he takes the second shot. So the family falls apart, they move out of the state. So that's just my nanny's boyfriend's almost dead. The last family she's with, and it goes on. I've got family that happened to that's in the military. I got family that works, you know, facilities. They may have to take it. And they take the shot and almost die. 1 shot. It's like, you know, because families are tough. They're like, well, I work at this facility, and, you know, I've been 30 years in the Army, and now I work at this facility, and I'm in order to do it, so I'm going to do it. And then they take the shot that almost kills them. So. That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is out of control. And you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit somebody that's been hurt by this, Owen.
Well, and that's it exactly. Why won't they talk about Jamie Foxx? I mean, they love to talk about celebrity news, celebrity gossip, especially if there's one that, you know, is hurting or in a situation. They bring him on to all the talk shows.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I actually met him once before he died. He's the main guy in Red Dawn, the older brother, and he did really silly, funny movies like Roadhouse. Who's that guy?
Patrick Swayze.
He died in 6 months of pancreatic cancer. It was the number one story for 6 months, watching Patrick Swayze die. Okay? Why are we hearing about Jamie Foxx? You just bingoed it.
It's because they know it's the vaccine, Alex. And you know what's even scarier to think? Because we're led to believe, right? We have this concept of, oh, a celebrity status. They've got all the means. They've got all the resources. They've got all the control. Well, here's Jamie Foxx. I'm sure he's worth probably $100 million. And look at how little control he has. Forced to take the poison injections, now sitting in a hospital bed fighting for his life. And his story is being covered up by the very people that manufactured the virus and then forced him to take the vaccine. So it just shows you, even the big celebrities that we are supposed to sit here and idolize and revere, they have just as little control at the end of the day as you or I.
That's exactly right. So we need to really get on the Jamie Foxx situation. And I'm going to call back my source over this months ago and say, why aren't you talking about it? You know, why aren't we making a bigger deal out of this? It's like, well, it's for his privacy. Screw his privacy, man. We got to save all the people that haven't taken the shot yet. We got to bring the perpetrators to justice here. But think of Hollywood. They want control of our kids, everything. How do we know? Because we know when somebody gets a big enough catalog, they have managers that are getting 20% of the, hundreds of millions that Jamie Foxx has made. We know star killing is a big thing in Hollywood. It's a big thing. Jimi Hendrix was murdered by his manager. The evidence is overwhelming. They held him down and dumped a gallon of vodka down his throat. He was already drugged out. They want to kill him and get the catalog because now the manager gets 100%. So how do we know? Hollywood's like, oh, we got special here for you. It's a higher dose of the spike protein. They want to kill us. They want the precedents to be able to murder us when they want, how they want, when they want.
Well, now we're getting into a whole nother future argument here, which is over the AI. You know, Bruce Willis is unable to do any acting work now because he's had a serious problem. I think it's even dementia maybe that he's suffering from.
You know, it suddenly started reportedly. That's from the shot two years ago.
So now, but they're discussing, oh, well, what about AI images? What about AI versions of these famous actors and actresses if they should pass? Well, now, gee, I don't have to pay Bruce Willis, $5 million to start a film.
Tom Hanks just came out and said, I'll be on the air for thousands of years after I'm dead. I'm still going to be on air.
Yeah, for example, my guess is they filmed this before the individual died. I forget the individual's name. He was in The Wire. He's in the John Wick films. He's the concierge. They just released John Wick 4, and I was watching John Wick 4, and the guy popped up. I forget his name, the black actor, bald guy. This guy's like in his 60s. He looks young. This guy looks as healthy as it gets. And he dies suddenly, and I'm sitting there thinking as I'm watching the film.
I think he was 60.
And he looked as healthy as ever. And I'm watching the film in John Wick 4, and I'm like, wow, he looks really healthy in this. This isn't AI. This is actually him. I don't think they have the AI version of him out yet. I think they actually filmed this. It's like, wow, here's a guy who looks healthy, dies suddenly. Is he going to start popping up in TV shows with AI? Is he going to start popping up in new movies with the new AI renderings? So, I mean, if you want to get real deeply conspiratorial here with the star killing, Alex, well, think about it. Beyond just the catalog of work, now you can start having these famous actors and actresses that you might normally pay, tons of money to film these movies. Now you can just put an AI version of them in the film, and you don't have to pay them jack.
Exactly. And Hollywood is really up there at the top of the pyramid, the mind control, and that's what it is, and that's what's happening. Owen, you're going to take over the final segment of this hour. We have a great guest host coming up. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's two more segments in this hour left, that we can't do this without you. InfoWarsStore.com, TurboForce, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, X3 are all very close to being selling out. Next Tuesday, they go back to full price, and then they'll sell out quickly after that. I really think you should take advantage of these products and keep us on air. Don't procrastinate. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that's really the mantra. Everybody should experience X3. Learn why they're trying to cut iodine out of your diet. See what it does for your body. X3 selling out. Still discounted 25% at InfoWarsStore.com. X3. Get X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
All right, let's just dive right into the topic here. The boycott of Target, the culture wars over the LGBTQ pedophile plus agenda. We're going to correct a couple things on that and show you some of the news. Now, the reporting here, Target has lost $12 billion in market capital since May 17th. I guess the significance of that day being when the Pride section for kids became a national story, a national phenomenon. $12 billion market cap in 14 days. That is not an insignificant number. Now, they could potentially reclaim that $12 billion in a short enough period of time. We shall see. Or are the boycotts at large working now when it comes to boycotting Target and Bud Light and other things? Now, I've been talking ad nauseum about this for the last 2 weeks since this story has been out there, but they continue to make the same claim, so we'll continue to retort. Target boycotts are literally terrorism, economics professor claims. Yeah, an economics professor on MSNBC claimed the boycotts against Target in response to its LGBTQ campaign for kids, that's the point there, for kids, is literally terrorism. But when the left wing of America, when the Democrats, the liberal progressive groups that support Black Lives Matter and Antifa, when they engage in rioting and looting that costs $2 billion in property damage and led to 175 Target stores being closed, that is not literally terrorism. But you just choosing not to shop at Target is literally terrorism. Do you understand the psychology of these people? Do you know why left wingers are so dangerous now? They say you existing is violence. Just you existing is violence, therefore they should have the right to kill you. That's the logical conclusion. They say if you don't want to shop at the stores that they own, operate, and propagandize and indoctrinate your kids at, that's literally terrorism. So therefore what? They should force you to shop at those stores? Folks, I know you know. But it has to be restated every day, because ultimately, if we want to stop where this country is headed, the Democrat Party and all of its agenda and policies must be met head on and rejected and put in the dirt. It's Democrat Party policies that lead to all the violent crime, poverty, homelessness, and all the cities that they run. It's the Democrat Party culture that led to 175 Target stores being shut down and over $2 billion in property damage, dozens of people murdered, hundreds of police officers hospitalized, thousands overall hospitalized. And all of this was during Pride, as you can see on the screen. So they literally ransacked, looted, and burned Targets to the ground during Pride Month, the left wing, and they endorsed that. But you just decide you don't want to shop at Target anymore, and they say that's literally terrorism. This is the makings of a French Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. They will haul you out into the streets and chop your head off. That's where the left wing in America is at. You get it. I need to continue with the news coverage. Universal Studio to host all ages Pride Night featuring drag shows, photo ops with children's characters. Now keep that in mind. Children. That's the problem here. Kohl's is selling transgender themed clothing for 3-month-old babies. Guess you got to boycott Kohl's. Chicago Pride event will feature drag dress-up and makeovers for children. Now, they can't do this in Florida anymore. Ron DeSantis, the laws already exist, folks, but you have to rewrite and reiterate the laws now because the left wing finds ways around them. You cannot have lewd and nude activity around children at your parades now. Ron DeSantis signs that new bill, and so the Pride parades in Florida had to be canceled because they don't know how to do a Pride parade without lewd activity and nudity directed towards children, so they had to cancel the event. And then they do stuff like this. This is from a school in California. Libs of TikTok has the document. This survey asking middle schoolers, you know, oh, middle school? Yeah, I was like, what kind of bike am I going to get? Where am I going to ride my bike? Are we going to play football or baseball after school? This survey asking middle schoolers if they're trans or non-binary is used in hundreds of schools and was recently given to over 1 million students across California. In-school core survey, Healthy Kids California survey. Which of the following best describes your school scheduling in the past 90 days? Okay, you're like, oh, not bad. Next, we'd like some background information on you. What grade are you in? Okay, what is your gender? Male, female, non-binary, something else? What? Some people describe themselves as transgender when how they think or feel about their gender is different from the sex they were assigned at birth. Assigned at birth. Already the indoctrination. You're not assigned it at birth, folks. You can take a test now. I believe it's at 4 or 6 weeks. You can take a test now. You can find out if your baby is male or female. The chemicals in your body, the chemicals in the pregnant woman, the mother's body, at 6 weeks or 8 weeks maybe, I don't know the exact date, can tell you whether it's a boy or a girl. So it's not even assigned at birth. You can have an ultrasound. You can see if it's a male or female before birth. There's no assigning at birth. It's absurd that we're even having this conversation. It's even more absurd. They're putting it on a document for middle school children. Which of the following best describes you? Straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual? Something else? Not sure? Decline to respond. Middle school! If you were doing this in high school, you'd be a sick freak. If you were doing this in college, you'd be deranged. They're doing this in middle school in California. Oh, well, you know. They're not. It's not about sex. They're just looking out for the children. Really? It's not about sex. How about this one? So, they put out the new Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid is a black girl now. Okay, fine. And all the and also they have the Little Mermaid sisters. They're all different races now. You know, it's the same thing that they do. Is it a race replacement thing? Are they just trying to hire the best actress? I don't know. Little Mermaid, not really my battle. But see, it's the same propaganda. New York Times ripped for lamenting lack of kink in New Little Mermaid. The New York Times is facing online backlash after publishing a review of the live-action Little Mermaid remake, complaining that kink was missing from the film. Kink? Kink? So if your Disney film is not sexually propagandized with sexual innuendo and nuanced subliminal sexual messages like we've seen in Disney films for decades, the New York Times is upset. They want more kink. They want more kink for kids. Now, the culture wars are starting to seep into professional sports, and one pitcher decided to promote a video that was promoting the idea of boycotting Target or anybody that's doing Pride for Kids. And the media came after him, and he had to apologize. And, of course, he's in Toronto. Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass apologizes for posting anti-LGBTQ video. No, it's just saying if you don't like Pride for Kids, you don't shop at Target. Oh, but that's anti-LGBTQ. No, it's the kids. And then they write stories like this in Toronto. The Blue Jays should cut ties with Anthony Bass now more than ever. How dare you dissent from the liberal establishment? How dare you dissent from the liberal order? How dare you dissent from the liberal tyranny and the liberal propaganda? By the way, we're really tolerant, but if you don't agree with everything we say and do, then we will destroy you. We're tolerant. One pitcher decided not to be such a wuss. Nationals pitcher Trevor Williams calls for boycott against Dodgers after their mockery of fellow Catholics with drag race nuns. He's not backing down, but the Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who went up against this, was like, oh, well, we'll have a Catholic night here too, and that'll make up for them targeting the kids for sex.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deliciously ironic is it that you can sit here and watch these videos? We did this exercise last week. Others did it via their Twitter accounts. The trolling was so effective that the community notes at Twitter, and I think they were being a little ironic themselves, they understood the story, where we just showed you all the videos of Democrats, liberals, progressives, BLM, Antifa, rioting, looting, arson at targets, 175 target stores shut down because of the left-wing terrorism, $2 billion in property damage. And you can sit here and you roll the footage from 2 years ago when they were rioting. This is left-wing terrorism, and they're destroying the pride section. There's literally pride stuff on the ground, pride signs, and all the pride crap has been thrown all on the ground, stepped on and smashed. But, oh, hey, that's left-wing terrorism. So left-wing terrorism is peace. Right-wing boycotts are terrorism. Yeah, there's the pride section, flags on the ground, smashed, the mannequins with the clothes all on the ground. So, I mean, look, I don't want to belabor the point. It's just so frustrating that we have to continue to live in this upside-down, backwards world where the left literally engages in violent terrorism, and then all you do is say, hey, I'm not going to shop there anymore, and they say, that's violence, that's terrorism. You're like, wait a second, you just burned the target to the ground. I'm just not shopping there anymore. You're the terrorist. But here's my point, and I'm not going to speak for all conservatives, but I think it's pretty clear.
This isn't a mass movement against LGBTQ people. This is a mass movement against you targeting kids with sexual propaganda and grooming children. That's what this is about. Activists gear up for terrifying Pride months as threats increase and brands drop out. No, there's no threats. There's no threats. The only threats are coming from left-wingers. Again, there was the targets that had shut down because left-wingers called them and said, we're going to bomb you because you are catering your message now to the right wing in America, so we're going to bomb threat you, and you're going to have to shut down your Target store. That was, again, left-wingers. So even when right-wingers are doing a peaceful boycott, left-wingers still find a way to be terrorists. Now, this one is hilarious. I'm going to have a follow-up on this tomorrow. One of the members of the audience, Matt Hardy, not the famous wrestler. Gay Floridians are leaving in droves, says Pride organizer. It's just not happening. And the funny thing is, you actually have the founder of Gays Against Groomers, Jamie Mitchell. She lives in Florida. She couldn't be happier there with her wife and loves DeSantis. So it's like, oh, if you're black, don't go to Florida. There's like black people out on boats having a great time, listening to music, dancing, swimming around with their kids, having barbecues. It's like, hey, I'm a black guy in Florida. Couldn't be better down here for me. Left wing's like, oh, my gosh, don't go to Florida if you're black. And it's like Jamie Mitchell, Gays Against Groomers founder, married to her wife. It's like, hey, look at us in Florida. We love Florida. It's so great. I'm voting DeSantis. Like, oh, you can't be in Florida if you're gay. They're going to find you in the streets and beat you. And she's walking the streets having a great time. It's not like in Turkey, LGBT cannot infiltrate among us. Erdogan wins re-election to 5-year term as president after 20 years in power. Yeah, not all nations are so LGBT friendly. And again, the U.S. is maybe the most LGBTQ friendly nation on the planet. So it's like they do this crazy thing. I don't know if there's a better place in the world to live if you're black than the United States of America. Or any race, for that matter. I'm just saying. They say, oh, it's so bad. It's like, no. Where would it be better? Same thing, LGBTQ. Where's a better place for you to live than America? Probably nowhere. But all complain about how bad it is. Transgender biological male skier wins girls. Wait, what? Transgender biological male skier wins girls high school state championship. Father of competitor declares it's not fair. Well, get used to it, buddy. Get used to it. This is the new world created by the left. It's not based in reality. It's not based in fact. It's not based in common sense. It's based in their propaganda and their false worldview and their victimology. Now here's where I want this to come into home. And again, I'll speak for myself. I don't really like being put in any of these boxes. Conservative, right winger, any of this. I don't really like being put in any of these boxes. But fine, I have some conservative beliefs. I vote Republican, whatever. I think I speak for the majority of people that have a similar worldview or politics when I say I don't care about the LGBTQ people. I would say that the right wing in America, and some people might not like this, and I'm not denying that that's out there, but the right wing in America has become socially liberal. Some people don't like that. I don't necessarily mind that. I'm socially liberal. But it's the issue with the kids. And so I saw this argument going around. Pedro Gonzalez, one example. Oh, I can't believe Target would do this. And it shows a bunch of LGBTQ Trump gear. And it's funny because the Trump hat, the Make America Great Again rainbow hat, it sold out so quickly. I remember I actually wanted one. And it sold out so quickly I couldn't get one. Two members of my audience ended up giving me that hat as a gift. It was, I guess, gay members of my audience. They had extra hats. They were like, hey, you couldn't get one here. I got two gifted to me. So the point is, all their propaganda isn't working. They say Trump's anti-this, Trump's anti-LGBTQ. Really? Well, then how can he sell out of his LGBTQ rainbow hat in a day? Generally speaking, conservatives, right-wingers, Trump supporters are not anti-LGBTQ. They are not. I'm not going to say they're pro, but they're not anti. We draw the line at the children. It's that simple. You start sexually propagandizing children. You start sexualizing children, sexually indoctrinating children, grooming children, abusing children. That's our issue. So you thinking Pedro Gonzalez thinks he's so genius, ooh, I'm going to get one over on the Trump people that don't like Target sexualizing kids. I'm going to show them Trump's gay hat. It's not marketed for kids. Why do I even have to explain this? I thought people were smarter than this. I guess they're not. The issue is not a pride flag. The issue is not LGBTQ marketing. The issue is you aiming it at children. That's the issue. So thinking, oh, look, here's Trump with a gay flag. Oh, look, here's Trump selling a gay hat. See, I got all the conservatives now. I got all the right-wingers now. I'll show them how hypocritical they are. Wrongo. Wrongo. You missed the picture entirely. We don't care what consenting adults do or wear. You're marketing it and aiming it at children. How do you not see how disgusting that is? How do you not see it? What a righteous fight it is to stop children from being groomed sexually and being exposed to pornographic material in the classroom. No, you're not some genius. You didn't get one over on the Trump supporters because you showed a Trump hat with a gay flag. No, you showed what the argument really is. Stop sexualizing children. Stop aiming your pride propaganda at children. It's that simple. People are getting sick of it, by the way. Unhinged climate activist disrupts Swedish TV show, gets KO'd by the cameraman on the jib. Oh, dude, this is... Oh. We've got a jib camera here. We've got a jib operator in here every once in a while. That was a master move. They swung that camera down and knocked out that climate change protester, and everybody cheered. You've now got this deranged they-them, self-proclaimed they-them, glued themselves to the Oxford Union debate chamber, glued themselves to the chamber with a dead trans kid. No more dead trans kids. Well, guess what? If there's no trans kids, then there's no more dead trans kids. So that's an ironic argument you didn't realize you made. You have Just Stop Oil. They blocked four bridges in London yesterday. They blocked four bridges in London yesterday. Folks, I'm telling you, people are getting sick of the left wing. They see how violent they are. They see how they want to disrupt normal civilization, and they see how they're sexually grooming and abusing children. So the gig is up, man. Abortion advocates brutally assault pro-life people outside Planned Parenthood. Well, yeah, they say just your existence is violence. So you see, this is what the left wing does, folks. They build up a narrative to justify all of their actions. So they say, oh, your existence is violence. Well, then that justifies whatever violence that they want to have against you, you see. Oh, boycotting Target is terrorism. So then they justify when they spy on you and label you a terrorist. You say, well, wait, why did you spy on me? Why did you label me a terrorist? Well, because you didn't shop at Target. What? So that's the left wing. They want to force you, because that's fascism, they want to force you to shop at the outlets they control, and if you're even existing as a conservative, that's violence to them, so they can justify violence against you. That's what we are up against.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.